Now that the crew is out of the spacecraft, the communications through the air boss will cease. We'll continue to give reports from the Guadalcanal as the crew is brought onto the ship and later the spacecraft. All three crew men are now in RAFs. Still standing by here for crew pickup and subsequently the pickup of Apollo 9 command module. Establishing a circuit out to the Guadalcanal from the White House. The swimmers are now securing the command module hatch, closing it from the outside. Recovery Aircraft 3, flown by Commander George M. Rankin, Jr. of Bethesda, Maryland, is apparently making a run to pick up the crew men. They're lowering the basket now to pick up the first crew man. Over there last time. everyone in Mission Control still watching the three big 10 by 20 foot screens, all three of which have the same picture from the commercial television on board Guadalcanal. First attempt in getting a crewman in the recovery hoist apparently was aborted. Recovery 3 still hovering over the spacecraft, attempting to get the recovery hoist and cage out to the rafts without crowning anyone in the head. The downwash from the helicopter makes things a little more complicated in that it disturbs the water, makes the spacecraft drift a little more, and consequently away from the recovery sling. There goes one crewman in the sling, hanging on for dear life, like the flying trapeze. Considerable amount of guffawing here as all this takes place. Someone commented it's like a Max Sennett comedy. What? This is Apollo Control. We'll come up again as the crew is on the Guadalcanal and the spacecraft is recovered. At 241 hours, 40 minutes ground elapsed time, and 1 hour and 9 minutes after retrofire. This is Apollo Control.
Here Great
Discovery helicopter and are anticipated to be on board the Guadalcanal within a few moments. Announcement of the post-recovery press conference times will be forthcoming. This is Apollo Control. Here in Mission Control Center, a three-color patch for Apollo 9 has been projected on the screen, and it brought a rousing cheer from everyone in the control room here. There must be 150 people crowded in here. A lot of handshaking going on, a lot of cigar smoke wafting up to the ceiling. We're waiting now for the crew to leave the helicopter on board the Guadalcanal. The helicopter touched down on deck about 10 minutes prior to 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. The management press conference will take place in the Manned Spacecraft Center main auditorium at 12:15, followed immediately thereafter with the operations people in a second press conference. This is Apollo Control signing off.